We're going to get roostered out now, baby. He really wants us to know that he fixed that rooster.
Yeah. He's a vet, too.
Good morning, y'all. Welcome back to the Garden Hour at Rosie on the House. Talking winter garden vegetables? But yes, honey?
We were talking to Austin about that water hammer issue.
Yes, I thought I handled that call very well,
but
apparently you're going to correct me.
I'm not correcting. I'm giving you an addendum.
Okay.
But Jose called to say that he used to work for the city of Phoenix, and they will actually send out someone to check your water pressure for free. So, you know, you should call your own municipality and see if that's a possibility in your area. Then you wouldn't have to buy a pressure tester.
Well, watch out.
Watch out.
Watch out. Okay. That's great advice. Go to your city. See if they'll check your water pressure for free. 65 pounds is about what we want to be at max pressure.
All right. Now, let's try Mike again. We'd gone to him earlier, and as we picked him up, he dropped or something happened. But he's back with us at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Calling from Glendale. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, guys.
How can we help you?
Hey, two things. My fruit trees, my oranges, they're in, and they look pretty good as far as size go, but they're still a little green. So I don't know if I'm missing something, not getting enough water. I mean, I fertilize them about every 90 to 120 days I do fertilize them.
They're not going to be colored. They're not going to be colored up yet, even the early producing varieties, until after Thanksgiving. You know, mine are just starting. Even my tangerines are not completely colored, and they're the first thing to color up. So that's a function generally of just of day length and cold temperatures in the tropics. I don't know if you've ever been to, you know, like Mazatlan, Puerto Vallarta, gone to a fruit market, Central America. A lot of that citrus never does completely color up. It doesn't mean it's not ripe. It just won't get the colored skin on it because it doesn't get cold enough for that to happen. So a lot of the coloring that we get on skins of citrus fruits is a lot to do with temperature and day length than anything else. Doesn't mean they're not ripe. It's a pretty good indication, though, that they're not completely ripened. And citrus, the nice thing about citrus as opposed to, you know, summer fruits is you can leave citrus on the tree. It doesn't take anything away from the tree, and the sugars continue to build. They just get sweeter. But I'd be very surprised if you had any variety of citrus, you know, other than maybe a kumquat or a, you know, a lemon or a lime or something that was completely colored up yet.
We appreciate the call. Glad to hear that you don't have a problem. Who doesn't like to hear that?
That's always good news.
Let's go to Sue and see what she's working on this morning in her garden. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I have discovered that we have, I think they're called gypsy moths. They look like kind of a small hummingbird. And before we knew that they were a problem, we didn't really know what was causing the problem, but we'd go out one morning and then all of a sudden all the leaves are eaten off of the bougainvilleas and other shrubs in the backyard. And we found this very large green caterpillar, probably 3 inches long and kind of a fat little thing. And so we were looking it up, and it tells us that's what it is. It just doesn't tell us how to treat it.
Yeah, it sounds
so
like
that's my question.
If you look on our Facebook page from a couple of days ago, we've got a picture of a great big horn worm, great big long green worm with kind of yellow and purple stripes in the middle section. And they're very hungry and grow very fast, and they're eating things like Cape honeysuckles and Durantas, and they do turn into a big moth. So for caterpillars, and we've had lots of caterpillar damage, all different kinds of caterpillars. There's a, you know, there's a Tacoma, you know, on the orange bells and yellow bells, a sesame caterpillar that's working on those. There's a little what's called a bougainvillea caterpillar on the bougainvilleas, and of course the tomato hornworms and the grape leaf skeletonizers. I think because of all the rain we had this fall, it's just been a bumper crop of butterflies and moths, which means you have a bumper crop of the larvae of butterflies and moths, which are caterpillars. The safest and probably most effective treatment for those is a product called BT. Those are initials, B period, T period. stands for Bacillus thuringiensis, which is a...
What, Jack? Yeah,
that's why we call it BT.
Bring the rooster back.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Don't ask me to spell it.
What is it? Say that word again.
Bacillus thuringiensis.
That would choke any caterpillar.
Yeah. And the only thing it really will control are caterpillars. So it's very safe to use on vegetables and fruit crops. So that's what I'd suggest. You can buy it in a dust form, a spray form. Either get some BT, or there's another good organic that's really good on caterpillars as well called Spinosad. Like you would spin yarn, spin-o, and not happy but sad, Spinosad.
It's amazing how they just come out of nowhere, it seems like. We had a garden, our first winter garden a couple years back. Didn't seem to have anything. It was all fine. Then the second harvest in the spring, we put some tomatoes in, and all of a sudden we had caterpillars like there was no tomorrow.
How do they find it?
They find it and they multiply.
Yeah, well, just look at what the mosquito hatch was this year.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, how many people did we have complaining about mosquitoes this year? We had a Walgreens drugstore guy we were talking to. He says we couldn't keep mosquito repellent on the shelf.
That's what I heard.
It was gone.
Well. We've got an open line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to get online and join the conversation, we're going to go to bottom of the hour news break. And when we get back, we've got Carla in Peoria that wants to start a garden. She needs to start from soils to cost, what to plant. So we'll walk her through that, as long as a Water Use It Wisely interview on a new pamphlet they have available.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.